Gadol Nikr. How do we realize that he's a Kohen Gadol? He doesn't wear the eight begodim. The Teretz is Einachnami. You don't have to have chinuch because of the begodim. You don't have to wear special begodim. It's enough avodosu mechan chosai. The fact that on Yom Kippur everybody knows that Stam HaKohen is not allowed to do the avodah. The only one that could do the avodah, could bring the Karbonas Hayom on Yom Kippur, is the Kohen Gadol. So when you start to do this avodah, it's nikkur, that's for this alone we see that you're the Kohen Gadol. So avodosu mechan chosai. It's enough just to do the avodah, that's mechanachiyu. Like Rashi says, avodosu mechan chosai. Avoidas Yom HaKippur Atzmo. The avoid of Yom Kippur itself is mechanic. She'eino k'shere elu b'koyin godol. The avoid is only kosher with the koyin godol. V'ze oivdo mechan chosoy l'kuna g'derlo. And the fact this koyin is starting to do these avoidas, that's good for the chinuch, that shows us that he's a koyin godol. That's called his chinuch. The Mor brings a raya. Milo tanyo, didn't we learn in a braisa, that kol ha'kelim sh'asu Moshe. All the kelim in the Mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu made, how does it get its Kedusha? Mishichosen mikachosen. If we pour on it from the Shemen HaMishka on the Kelim, that was Mekadosh these Kelim to use for Klishoros now. Mikan v'yelech after Moshe Rabbeinu. Avoidosa mechan chosen. How does the Klishoros, how does the Kelim in the Migdash and the Beis Hamikdash become Kodesh? The fact we use it. It's the first time we take this Kli and we'll mekambel the Dam in it from a Korban. That's Mekadosh it against Hashem Kedusha. You see, doing the avoid, doing the work with the keli, that's mekadesh the kelim. His hochinam here also by the kohen gadol. Avoidosu mechan chosai. The fact he does the avoida on Yom Kippur, that alone is nikkur that he's a kohen gadol, because tam a kohen cannot do the avoida today. So the avoid alone is mechanechim. So the Gemara kiyosi Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came, now we're going to go back to the machlokes we had before. What type of an avnate did a kohen hegid wear a whole year? Now, Kiyosi Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Omer, he said like this, Avneitoy shekoyen hedyit. What's the locha of the avneit, the garto that a koyen hedyit wore a whole year? What type of a garto was it? It's a machoikis, Rebbe, Rebbe Lezeb, Rebbe Shimon. That Chad Omer once says, shoklayin. It was taka made out of klayin. It's the same way the koyen godol's avneit the whole year was made out of klayin. Who are then the koyen hedyit's? Avnate the whole year was made out of klayim. That's Rebbe Shita. No, we'll soon see who. It doesn't say who so far. Just as one of them says like that. V'chadomer, and one says, no, shalbutz. That the avnate of the Kohen Hedyit the whole year was made out of just pure linen, the same way the Kohen Gadol's avnate that he wore on Yom Kippur was made out of. So tomorrow at this time, I bring you a raya, the Rebbe who the Yom Shoklayim. That it's Rebbe Shita. Rebbe is the one that says that a Kohen Hedyit's avnate the whole year is made out of klayim. The Tanya will learn like this. As the Brisa says like this, that ein ben koyen godol le koyen hedyit ela avnet. The only difference between a koyen godol and a koyen hedyit is the avnet. There's a difference in the avnet, the garment that they wear. And we'll soon see. Divrei Rebbe, this is Rebbe Shita. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, I know. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon says, af lo avnet. No, even the avnet is the same. There's no difference. Even the avnet is the same type of an avnet that the koyen godol wears and the koyen hedyit wears. And the Gemara says like this, Amos, when are we talking about? When is this Brisa talking about that it's a question, what's the difference between a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyit? For Godim, it's a question if the Avnet is the same or not. For the Gemara, Enein, if you want to tell me, Pishar Yemois HaShono, we're talking about the rest of the year. For the Gemara, Tuva Ikom, there's a lot of differences between a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyit the rest of the year. That Kohen Gadol, Mishamish Bishmeino, a Kohen Gadol has to wear eight Begodim. He has to wear the tzitz, he wears the choshen, he wears the ephod, he wears the mil. He has four separate begodim that a Kohen Hedyit does not wear. So what do you mean it's only a question if the avnet is different? There are a lot of begodim that are different. The Hedyit b'yarbo, and a Kohen Hedyit only wears four begodim throughout the year. He only wears his michnesayim, the underpants, oksayim, the robe, then he wears the avnet, the gartel, then he wears the mikvoyis, he has his hat. Elalah, Sukhur, you have to say this Bryce is talking about Yom Kippurim. On Yom Kippur, that when the Kohen Gadol does the avoid Lefnayim Lefnim, he only has to wear Dalad Begodim. So now the question, those Dalad Begodim the Kohen Gadol wears, Lukhur is the same Begodim that a Kohen Hedyit wears the whole year. So it's a machlokes though, what type of an Avnet does the Kohen Hedyit wear the whole year? Because that's for sure we know, that the Avnet, the Gartel, the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur, was made out of boots. Now the question is, what about the avnate that the Kohen Hedyit wore the whole year? So now, since you see that Rebbe says that the avnet of the Kohen Hedyot was different than the avnet of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, so it's a raya, what type of an avnet did the Kohen Hedyot wear throughout the whole year? It was made out of kalayim. That's why, since the avnet of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur was made out of boots, so the avnet of the Kohen Hedyot was different. That's a raya that Rebbe is the one that says the avnet of the Kohen Hedyot was made out of boots, was made out of kalayim, different than what the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur. So Mora says, no, maybe there's no raya from here. Mora says, Amri loy. Maybe from here you can't bring any raya. Liyolam, I'll tell you, Vishay Yemois Hashonah. Maybe this price is also talking about the rest of the year. Uvahanech Neshavim. The question was, the rest of the year, there's a lot of differences between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot. The Kohen Gadol wears 8 begodim, and the Kohen Hedyot only wears 4 begodim. What the price means to say is, Uvahanech Neshavim. On these 4 begodim, that they both wear the same thing, the Michnasayim, the Ksoinis, the Avnet, and the Migbois are all the same thing. So the Machloikis on the Avnet that the Kohen Gadol wore the whole year, or the Avnet that the Kohen Hedyot wore the whole year, is it the same or not? So according to this Pshat, since Rebbe says they're different, now that we know that the Kohen Gadol's Avnet that he wore the whole year was made out of Kalayim. So according to this Pshat, if Rebbe says that the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot was different, you're going to have to say, what type of an avnet does a Kohen Hedyot wear the whole year? He wears made out of boots, so the out of linen alone. So therefore, from here we have Naraya, exactly which one was the one that said, shall boots, and which one was the one that said, shall a klein. So the Mara Kiyosi Ravim, when Ravim came, Omri said like this, this is for sure, that avnetoy shall Kohen Gadol b'yom HaKippurim, divrei hakol shall boots, that everybody holds. That the avnet the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur was made out of boots. That the Torah says clearly. That the gartel the Kohen Gadol wore, even though he only wore 4 begodim, when he went into the Ofnai Lefnim, the avnet was made out of boots. Now, b'shar Yemois Hashonah, the rest of the year, when the Kohen Gadol used to wear his gartel, the divrei hakol everybody holds, shel klayim. That the Torah also says. That the gartel of the Kohen Gadol the rest of the year was made out of klayim. It had wool and linen inside it. Now, where's the machlokes here now? Lenechleku, the whole machlokes is only ele biavneto shekohen hedyot. The machlokes is what type of an avnet, what type of a garton did the Kohen Hedyot wear the whole year? Bein b'shar Yemois Hashonah, bein b'yom HaKippurim. Whether he did something on Yom Kippur, or whether he did something the whole year, there's no difference for Kohen Hedyot. He wears the same begodim the whole year on Yom Kippur. This is the machlokes. What type of an avnet, what type of a garton did the Kohen Hedyot wear throughout the whole year? Shall Rebbe Yoimer Rebbe say shall klayim that the Kohen Hedyot's avnet was also made out of klayim, just like the Kohen Gadol's avnet of the whole year was made out of klayim. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon Yoimer shall butz, he holds no that the avnet, the gartel of the Kohen Hedyot the whole year was made out of linen, the same way the Kohen Gadol's avnet on Yom Kippur was made out of butz. Who had then the avnet of a regular Kohen Hedyot throughout the whole year was also made out of butz. So that's this machlokes. I'll bring you Raya. We also learn like this, that Rebbe is the one that says shel klayim, that Rebbe holds what type of an avnet that a Kohen Hedyot wear throughout the whole year, it was made out of klayim. Now what's the Raya? Because we learned like this, the Pasuk says al b'soroi, part of the Pasuk in this week's Parsha in Tzav, by the Parsha of Trumas Hadeshin, it says when the Kohen should put on the begodim, it says al b'soroi. For the Gemara, ma talmud loy me yilbush. How come the pasuk has to say an extra word of yilbush? Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says al b'soroi. Gabe trumas hadeshin ksiv. By the mitzvah of trumas hadeshin, every single morning a kohen. It didn't have to be a kohen gadol. It could even be a regular kohen. A kohen gadol could also do it. But a kohen has to go in and take off a shovelful of ashes off the mizbeach and put it on the side of the mizbeach. And the Pasuk says, V'lovash ha-koyin mideivad. The Kohen has to wear his ksoinis, his robe, or michnesebad. He also has to wear his underpants. Yilbash al-besori. It says next to the word yilbash. Fred Gizok Rashi, V'hevele le-michtav o michnesebad al-besori. The Pasuk just should have said, and his underpants should be on his flesh. To aktiv reisha the crew of V'lovash. The Pasuk starts off saying, Yeah, Rashi says, the Reish of the Pasuk, it started off saying, V'lovash ha-koyin mi-doi-vad, o-michnesei-vad. So Yilbash, why does the Pasuk have to say again Yilbash? An extra word Yilbash. So Gemara says like this. Again, the Gemara says, Tanina, Al Besara, the Pasuk says, Ma Tam Eloi Me Yilbash, what does the Pasuk have to say about the Trumas Hadeshen? When the Kohen takes off the Trumas Hadeshen every morning, he has to wear at least these two begadim. Is Lohovi Mitznefes V'yavneit Laharomas Hadeshen. Dibur Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda says that even though the Torah only says the Kohen has to wear these two begadim, Yilbash means to include he has to wear the other two begadim also. The kitzur, when the Kohen, a Kohen Hedyet or a Kohen Gadol, when they do their avoida of a Trumas Hadeshen, they have to wear their begadim. All their begadim they have to wear. Even though the Torah only says these two begadim, the Michnesayim and the Ksainis, still you have to wear all the begadim. Why does the Torah only say them these two begadim? So the Mefarshim say Pshatim, that the Chiddush here of the Trumas Hadeshen is even though Lukhru you may get yourself a little bit dirty, still you have to wear your begadim. Since you're going to do the avoida to Hashem, whenever you do an avoida to Hashem, you have to dress nicely. So the Chiddush is the Michnasayim, you would think since it's the underwear that will get more dirty, maybe that you don't have to wear it the exact size, you'll pick it up. So Kamash Mondo, even that also has to be the exact size, wear it the right way. And no, then the Ksain is the same Svara. But I call upon Rabbi Yehuda Darshans to say that B'shas Taromas Hadeshen, you have to wear your Dalar Begodim. Rabbi Doisu says like this, Lohovi Big Day Koyin Godo B'yamaki Purim. You know why this Pasuk here says an extra word Yilbash? To teach us that the four begodim that the Kohen Gadol wears on Yom Kippur when he goes B'flayim Lefnim, Shehen Ksherim L'Kohen Hedyet, that the rest of the year, a regular Kohen Hedyet is allowed to wear those begodim. Even though it was used on Yom Kippur, still throughout the whole year, since these dollar begodim are the same begodim that a Kohen Hedyet wears, a Kohen Hedyet is allowed to wear it the whole year. That's what Rav Doisi says. Now Rebbe Yoimer, Rebbe says, Shtei Tshuvas Bedover. I have two kashas on you, two questions on what you just said. Chodo Rebbe says, one question I have on you, Rav Doisi, is that the Avnei Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim. The Avnei, this gartel that the Kohen Gadol wears on Yom Kippur, when he goes Lefnai and Lefnim, which is made out of boots, made out of pure linen. So Rebbe says clearly, Loi Zehu Avnei Toish Kohen Hedyet. This is not the same Avnei that the Kohen Hedyet wears the whole year. As you see, clearly Rebbe holds that the avnet the Kohen Hedyet wears the whole year has to be made out of klayim. So therefore, Rebbe argues on Rav Doiser. How can you say the Pasuk is telling us that these dalad the God and the Kohen Gadol wears, a Kohen Hedyet could use the rest of the year, it's not the same clothing. The avnet that the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur was made out of boots. So you see, Rebbe holds that the avnet that the Kohen Hedyet wears throughout the whole year is made out of klayim. That's why Rebbe argues on Rav Doiser, that you can't say the Pasuk is telling us these four begodim the Kohen Gadol wears on Yom Kippur when it goes to Flayel of Nim, a Kohen Hedyet could wear throughout the whole year, they're not the same clothing. That's one question. V'yoid, another question Rabbi has is that begodim shenishtamshu behem kedusha, chamura, that the Kohen Gadol wore these dalad begodim in Lefnayel of Nim when he did the avoid on Yom Kippur with such a chomer, strong kedusha on it, is tishamish behem kedusha kala? Is it a svara that a Kohen Hedyet could wear these begodim throughout the whole year? It's not going to stop like that. You can't have such a chomer dikah kedusha be used for a kal dikah kedusha. These are Rebbe's two tainus. But I call upon him, you see, Rebbe says clearly that the avnet the Kohen Hedyet wore throughout the whole year was made out of klayim. For the Gemara elamatam olam yilbash. So according to Rebbe, what do you do with the word yilbash? It's an extra word here by the haromas hadeshen. Have the Gemara l'rabes es hashokim. To tell us that what type of clothing could you wear b'shas that trumas hadeshen, even ruined clothing. Shokim means like worn out clothing. They're not ripped. They're not dirty. They don't be puzzled. They're just worn out. Worn out begodim are also kosher to be used for avoida. Now Rashi brings down two pshatim here. Rashi says es hashokim. Rashi says sha'af hashokim k'sherim avoida. Stand. Even worn out clothing of the kohen or the kohen gadol is kosher. They could use it. So Rashi bani shemati. Rashi, I heard another pshat though. Lohavi shchokim means davke mishum begodim shabishum behem kedera l'rabba l'yimzgul behem kois l'rabbi. That the pshat of the Gemara is no. Pshat taromas hadeshen, when you're going to take the ashes out of the mizbeach, a shovelful, you bedavke have to wear worn-out clothing. Because it's not nice to wear your new clothing, like the Svar always is, that the same clothing you cook for your Rebbe, you don't serve him. That's what Rashi heard. Rashi says, v'yein niru, he doesn't like this pshat. The bishleim nagabi hoitzoyes hadeshen. That's the Gemara later says a svara. you're not supposed to wear the good clothing. That's only out the inyan of Hoytzoyas Adeshin. And that's not a mitzvah every single day. That happens once in a while. When the Mizbech gets so full of ashes, then once in a while they'll clean off all the ashes on the Mizbech, and they take it outside Yerushalayim. So that you get very dirty. So for that, there's an inyan not to wear nice begodim, because it's not nice to wear, to get dirty, you good begodim. Ma'ashenkin here, what's only a true Masadeshin, Rashi says, it's elamole machtol yoyim. Every morning you only have to take off just one shovelful, that you don't get that dirty. So for sure there's an inyan to wear your nice begodim for the true Masadeshin. So what's the chiddush in the Gemara? Es hashchokim. And echnam, it's lav davka chiddush only by true Masadeshin. It's a chiddush pechlal by big dekuna. That any beggar that a kohen wears, even though it's a used big beggar, it's a little worn out, still is kosher. Vaitzat the chiddush of Yilvash, that even es hashchokim, even worn out clothing is also kosher. Even the kohen gadol or the kohen hedyus begodim, even if they're worn out, still it's kosher for the begodim. The Gemara says, Vi'ozder Rabbi Dois Latayme. Rabbi Dois goes according to Yeshita. The Tani would learn like this. The Pasuk says, V'henichem shom. He's these dalet begodim that the kohen gadol wears on Yom Kippur. When he gets finished with them, the Pasuk says, V'henichem shom. He has to put it down and leave it there. Now, the Tanakama darshan's Melameh Shetunim Gniza. Geniza. The Tanakama says, we darshan mir means that's also by Noah. These begodim, after you used it once, you have to bury them, you can't use them a second time. So for sure, a kohen head, you cannot use it throughout the whole year. Rabbi Doisi Yoimer, Rabbi Doisi says no. Shlo yishtamesh behen yoim ha-kippur acher. The Pasuk V'nichem Shom just means that when the kohen gadol gets finished using these dalet begodim this year, he's not allowed to use it again next year. That's all. But enechnami, throughout the whole year, a kohen hedyot is allowed to wear, use these begodim that the kohen gadol wore on Yom Kippur. So tomorrow now, Kasha. What happens if the kohen gadol became his posel? This is lav davka on Yom Kippur, could be throughout the whole year. If it ever happened that the kohen gadol became posel, became tamei, something happened to him. And so while he was tamei, he couldn't do the avodah, we appointed another kohen gadol. And then the first kohen gadol becomes tor, he becomes the psul, goes away. So the halacha is rishon chozer l'avodasei. The first kohen gadol for sure comes back into power, he's the kohen gadol. Sheni, what do we do with the second kohen gadol that was appointed for that while? Is called mitzvahs kuna gadol olof. Diva Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. That as if to say there are two kohanim gadolim now. The second one still has all the kedushas kohen gadol, he also has to wear the eight begodim. It's as if like we have two kohanim gadolim now. Rabbi Yossi says no. Rishon taki chizla vadosi. The first kohen gadol, when it becomes tor, his psul goes away, he becomes back into power, he's again the kohen gadol. Sheni, the second kohen gadol though, ain't a roi, he's not roi now, learn the kohen gadol, he can't do the avodah now with eight begodim on materials of kohen gadol, we'll soon see why not. For learn the kohen hedyot, who had been his posel is not allowed to wear dalet begodim to do the avodah as a kohen hedyot. Now, Amar Reb Yosi, so we'll soon see the reason why. Amar Reb Yosi, Maisa b'Yosi ben Ilam, Mitzipari, it should be. Shira boy psul, the kohen gadol. That once happened that there was a psul happened to the kohen gadol. Or minu tachtav, and they appointed somebody else instead of the first one, or they appointed him instead of the first one. The omru chachom, the chom said, reshine chayzel abadosli. The first one, when his psul goes away, he comes back to be the kohen gadol. Sheni, the second one, ain't a row. Learn the kohen gadol. He can't do the avoidah now, but there's a kohen gadol. He's not allowed to wear eight begodim and do the avoidah throughout the whole year. Like, that's the halacha. The kohen gadol throughout the whole year, whenever he does an avodah, he's only kosher if he wears all eight begodim. So the second kohen gadol cannot do the avodah. For learn the kohen hedyot, who adin is not allowed to do the avodah even b'teras a kohen hedyot. He can't even put on just the four begodim. Now the Gemara explains kohen gadol mishumeva. You know why the second one can't do the avodah b'teras a kohen gadol? He's not allowed to wear his eight begodim. Mashmi, even though miikra adin midirayis, he does have kedushas. Kohen gadol on him. But why don't we let him do the avodah? Mishum eva is a swarm of the rabbonim. We don't want the first one to hate the second one. But there'll be friction if we'll have two kohanim gadolim. Therefore, we say the second one, you're not allowed to do the avodah. So the Gemara says, if so, kohen hedyot, why can't he do the avodah but there's a kohen hedyot? So the Gemara swarm mishum malin bakodesh, v'loim aridin. Because the klal is, once we pick you up, we can't put you down. And once you got a kedushas kohen gadol on yourself, even though later, when it goes away, the kedushas kohen gadol, you can't do the avodah b'teras a kohen hedyot. Now, Tosfos asked a question here that's mashma from the Gemara. The reason why he can't do the Avodah, but Torah is a Kohen Hedyot, is because his new Svarah Mishum Malin Bakodesh V'loy Maridin. Is once he had this Mila of being a Kohen Gadol, he can't now do the Avodah, but Torah is a Kohen Hedyot. Now, Tosfos asked a kasha from the Gemara. It's mashma that Midiraisa, he's still a Kohen Gadol. It's only Mishum Eva we don't let him do the Avodah of a Kohen Gadol. But without that Svarah, he's a Kohen Gadol still, he would have to wear right Pagodim. If he's really a Kohen Gadol, Pshiti can't do the Avodah, but there is a Kohen Hedyot, by only wearing Dalar Begodim. Because that's the Lacha, the Kohen Gadol only wears four Begodim, he's called a Mechusa Begodim, and he's possible to do the Avodah. So what do we have to have a reasoning here to say the reason why he can't do the Avodah, but there is a Kohen Hedyot, like wear Dalar Begodim? Is because Malo Makodish, Vilay Maridin, the Kohen Pshiti can't do the Avodah, because Be'ikir Adin is really a Kohen Gadol here. This is Tosfos's question. Now Tosfos answers the Chiddush here to say, that there's a locha the same way we appoint a Kohen Gadol by mouth, bepeh, the same way we could be mistalakim bepeh. As once we tell him, you're no more Kohen Gadol, the Kedusha goes off him. So the second one is like this. Once we appointed him, he had to shame Kedusha's Kohen Gadol on him. Now, and Kozman, we don't take it away from him, his taka is still really a Kohen Gadol. So even before we're mistalakim bepeh, even though while he's still a Kohen Gadol, we don't let him do the Avodah. Mishum Eva, we don't let two Kohanim be the Kohen Gadol at the same time. But a kol ponim, when we are Mesalakim, when we tell him goodbye like, we take away his Kedushas Kohen Gadol. So that's the Gemara by the boy. Let's take away his Kedushas of a Kohen Gadol, and now he'll be allowed to do the Avodah B'Toras HaKohen Hedyot. And that the Gemara says, as far as no, even B'Toras HaKohen Hedyot still is possible. Because once this person had the mile of being Kedushas Kohen Gadol, even if we could take it away from him, still, Malin, but Kodesh Blay Maridin, he can't do the Avodah B'Toras HaKohen Hedyot. That's the way it Tosfos learns. The Dvor learns, no, the Dvor learns that Avodah, once you became a Kohen Gadol, we can never take it away from you. And really, the person has the Kedushas Kohen Gadol here. Why does the Gemara say this, Svarah? He learns that's good for what the Gemara means to say. The Gemara means to say this, that Malin, but Kodesh Blay Maridin means that since he has the Kedushas of a Kohen Gadol, therefore we can't take it away from him. And then Echnami, he can't do the Avodah B'Toras HaKohen on the Kohen Hedyot, to only wear the four begodim, because that's the locha, the Kohen Gadol only wears four begodim, he's called the Mechusa begodim, and he's possible. But Kopon, that's Rabbi Yossi Svarah, that the second Kohen Gadol can't do the Avodah Mishum Eva. So Gemara says, Omar Rabba Bar Bachon, Omar Rabbi Yechanin, Halacha Krab Yossi, Halacha we also pass.